And I'm here with Sean Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Last hour of the week. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Jennifer Kearns joining us now. And Jennifer's host of nationally syndicated show All American Radio, as well as a GOP strategist, spokesperson, I should say, for the California Republican Party, strategist for the Colorado recalls over the Second Amendment, and the list goes on. Jennifer, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
We're very well. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, true tidbit, that station, that studio, was the first radio station in Colorado I was ever on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah, let's keep it here. I appreciate that. I appreciate you joining us, and I know you've got a lot of Colorado roots. And I guess first question, where are you at now? Where are you located now?
You know, normally, John, I'm based in New York City, but when the defund of the police happened and the BLM riots happened, I actually evacuated New York City on the first night of the riots and came back to my home state of Oklahoma just because I was looking for somewhere safe to go, and actually have never been back to New York City. So I'm sort of a refugee waiting to go back into the city at some point. You know, my job is media.
Right.
I worked at Fox News the last, few years and doing presidential debates and other things for the network. And yeah, it's just a strange time in America, like many people who've been in these lockdown cities, that they've, you know, had to go elsewhere for security reasons and to live a prosperous life. So here we are. Yep. This is the new American story.
You are one of many, and that's the trend. I think you're going to see more of that happening as time goes by because of everything you just said as well. Let's talk about this past week, though. As you know, a lot happened. It was sort of a roller coaster week, sort of, you know, entered the week knowing that we had some things in front of us, not knowing the outcome. Wednesday came and went, and I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I'm still shocked at some of the events that happened on Wednesday because, frankly, they shouldn't have happened in the way they did.
Yeah, you know, I think Americans are just even still in a state of shock with what happened at the Capitol. But I will tell you this, John, I saw this coming from a mile away. You look at how the American people have been treated. One, the vote was stolen on November 3rd. There's sufficient evidence to talk about that, and we can talk about that in a minute. But ever since that happened, 73 million Americans were told, you can't ask questions about it.
Right.
Sit down and shut up. No, the Supreme Court's not going to hear this. Nope, the Supreme Court's not going to hear it again. Just get over it. Let Joe Biden be sworn in. And I don't know about you, but the last time Americans were told to sit down and shut up was 1776, and it didn't go well for the other side. So am I surprised that it happened? No, I'm not. I'm not condoning any of the violence, but boy, look, I seem to think that Democrats and even some Republicans did forget that old Ronald Reagan quote. Remember when they tried to cut off his microphone when he was doing the presidential debate? And he said, no, we paid for this microphone. Think of this, John. It has been 10 months since a member of the public who didn't work inside the Capitol has actually been allowed in the Capitol. The groups that you saw go into the Capitol on Wednesday were the first outside members of the public who were allowed into the Capitol in 10 months because of the COVID lockdown. Now, that, I think, plays into it, too. All of that angst over the lockdowns and the usurpation of civil liberties, I think it was just a perfect storm brewing. So I'm not terribly surprised it happened, unfortunately.
You know, Jennifer, we all oppose, obviously, the violence. We condemn it. But never before have we seen an election where one side wins, but they not only win, they pledge to basically create a single party nation. They're going to stack the courts,
right,
stack the Senate, stack the Electoral College, legalize 20 million new voters for their side. I mean, do you think that maybe this created a level of desperation that the people on the right have never experienced before? Because the people on the right, let's face it, they commit virtually none of the violence. And yet, did this basically create incredible desperation?
I think it did. And I think coupled with those lockdowns, coupled with the fact that,
yep,
you know, you saw just a week ago, right, Congress said, we're going to help you out, you American people. We're going to give you $600 for the last 6 months. Well, you know how far that goes in cities like Denver and cities like Los Angeles where people really need help. I think it's just that perfect storm as you lay all those factors in, John. Here's what I also think it is. I really do think it goes back to November 3rd. I've done a number of media hits, and the hosts have all told me you can't talk about the recounts. You can't talk about the election challenges. Well, here's a couple things just off the top of my head. State of Nevada, 14,000 people living outside the state of Nevada or who were dead actually voted in the Nevada election. Election officials actually said this. They've confirmed it. They did nothing about it. 42,000 people in the state of Nevada double voted, John. So what does that mean? They voted absentee, and they also walked in and right. voted at the ballot box. Elections officials said that they did that. State of Arizona, 36,000 non-citizens, illegal immigrants, voted in the election. They did nothing about it. They wouldn't give President Trump standing in his own election as the president of the United States. That is amazingly mind-blowing. 11,000 more ballots in the state of Arizona were cast than there were actual voters. Pennsylvania, 55,000 ballots were returned. Get this, before they were even sent out to the public, what does that mean? It means somebody somewhere was printing fraudulent ballots, had a copy of the master ballot. That's the only explanation. And states like Michigan and Detroit, 17,000 ballots were cast by dead people. Elections officials said that it happened, but they couldn't do anything about it. That's why Americans are mad.
Yep, I agree.
And Jennifer, I think the thing that really shocks us all, how can all these things happen, and you only listed a snippet.
Right.
How can they all happen yeah. and never be presented before the Supreme Court? How?
I mean, that is really the most stunning. I thought the best case the president had and that the states had was the case brought by Ken Paxton out of Texas. I thought that was just brilliant because, look, if you had tens of thousands and maybe even hundreds of thousands of people fraudulently voting in other states and it affected the outcome of the presidential race, then that is a disenfranchisement of the voters in Texas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and other states, because for every vote that was cheated, that's one American that was cheated of their own vote. And I am shocked that the Supreme Court did not take that up. That was the best.
Well, and then Jennifer, we saw reports, and I can't confirm these, but we saw reports that claimed that part of the reason why they didn't take the case on is because they were worried about the riots and things that would happen if they actually did take the case and something was overturned. And to me, that's being very weak on their part. That's not their job. It's not their job to second guess what happens after a ruling. It's their job to rule, period.
Yeah, it is. And think about the message that sends to the American people. It sends the message that intimidation
yep.
works, that rioting works, that the cancel culture works. We see that just today with Senator Josh Hawley. His book got canceled. Ironically, his book was about censorship. I mean, have we reached peak ridiculousness in this country that a book on censorship ends up getting
censored?
I think so.
Yeah, agree.
Jennifer, how can Facebook just be a platform when they say the president is now off for the rest of his term? I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's not a platform.
No, it's clearly not. And look, President Trump tried to address this with the 230 laws in the last act that he had there in Congress, and he didn't do it. Part of the reason he couldn't do it, though, is because Republicans would not stand with him. And look, if it happens to the president of the United States, the so-called most powerful person in the free world, it can happen to every single one of us. It's happened to me on campaigns. 10 years ago, I started getting shadow banned because of my role in the Prop 8 campaign over marriage versus
right.
gay marriage.
And in California.
The guys
yep.
in California went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, they tried to get me to where I couldn't have a job and earn a living as a single female career woman. And, you know, I'm pretty much shadow banned on most of my platforms. If it weren't for radio and TV, I would never get my message out. But look, if they could do it to President Trump, they can do it to you and me. I fear what is coming is very similar to the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Everybody should look it up. Happened between roughly 1965 to 1975. Friends of mine who grew up in Beijing, their parents went through it. They said it started exactly like this. The first thing they did, they took the kids out of school. They can indoctrinate the kids in a different way. Think of it today. Some kids have been out of school for 9 months, and they've been educated
right.
on TikTok now, which is owned by the Chinese.
Right.
Then you have the cancel culture layered on top of that. You have the intimidation. It just has all the trademarks of that. And because I live in California under the rule of Kamala Harris when she was attorney general, I can tell you personally, she is a vindictive lady. She put her political opponents in jail and did dark of night raids in their homes. People like David DeLeiden, who did those undercover Planned Parenthood videos.
Right.
Ask him how Kamala Harris is going to operate against pro-Trump supporters. We have a rough ride coming. People better buckle up their seatbelts, especially conservatives. I don't say that to scare people, but you got to start talking with each other and make alternate plans. Get off some of those platforms. Get into direct messaging with your friends, because it potentially could get very ugly.
Well, and it goes to even, you know, what you and I are doing on the radio on a regular basis as well. Right now, it seems like we're okay. Things seem to be moving in a positive way in that direction. But you have to ask yourself the question, when do they start affecting the airwaves because they don't like what's coming out of them?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, yeah, fairness doctrine. Barack Obama, we know that he looked into tinkering with the fairness doctrine. I wouldn't be surprised if Biden and Kamala Harris do it again. And look, here's the biggest myth about Joe Biden, right, is that he's just some nice grandpa. He was in his basement.
Nope.
He's a nice old guy.
No, he's the most evil guy on the planet.
Yeah, and you know he was in that meeting the day before or the day after the elections, talking about how they could delegitimize Donald Trump and the presidency, and they concocted the Russian collusion witch hunt. He's not a nice man.
Nope.
I do believe he's got some, you know, maybe he had a mini stroke or something like that. All of his faculties aren't there.
I don't think that's the case, Jennifer. I think a lot of that was played up by he and the Democrats to get the sympathy vote, if you would. I think he does have all of his faculties. I think a lot of that is done in a purposeful manner to make him, you know, to make people feel more sorry for him and make him not seem as evil and as calculated as I believe he really is. And I'm also one that says that he'll never allow Kamala to actually be president, not as long as he's alive, they won't.
Yeah, well, that might be the only saving grace of Joe Biden, because you notice she's been awfully quiet.
Yep.
Since she was selected as the VP. There's a reason for that. They told her to be quiet because her record is extremely radical, you know, presiding
right
over one of the most liberal cities, San Francisco. Look, if you want to know what the United States of America could look like after a term or two that Kamala Harris is involved in, look no further than San Francisco, where you have to step over homeless people
right
and heroin users
right
and human feces just to, you know, get to the curb. It's dismal.
Jennifer, it's a joy having you. Love to have you back in the future and maybe even get it to where we can have you on a regular basis. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day for us. And I know it's the end of the week and late, and it's been a long week, but I really do appreciate you joining us. And, you know, we'll look to the future, see what happens, and keep the faith. And, you know, ultimately, we all know where we're going to end up. We just got to make sure we get there.
That's right. That's right. May God be with us and with the United States of America.
That's right. Jennifer, thanks again. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Have a great evening. Jennifer Kearns. And again, you can just look her up on any social media or internet. She's there. It's K-E-R-N-S. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, wants to make sure that you've got the proper insurance. And boy, right now, with everything going on, Andy, I don't know why you would want to go around right now not properly insured with all of the different things we have getting thrown at us.
No. You want to be ready.
Wouldn't even want to take that chance. Talk to Paul. He'll make sure that you're insured correctly. 303-662-0789. Kevin Flash, he'd love to help you out with any insurance problem you've got. What I mean by that is you've been involved in a accident, the other party's not doing what they need to, you need some help, some representation, maybe even your own insurance company isn't doing what they should to make the claim whole. Talk to Kevin today, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And John, we need an answer to the impossible question.
We do need an answer.
In 2018, more than 4,500 Americans went to the emergency room to be treated for this. What is it?
A pizza burn.
What?
So the injury list includes cuts related to slicing the pizza, falling while carrying a pizza, burns from the pan of the pizza, or the pizza itself. So a pizza burn is the answer.
Okay, I think that explains how someone like Joe Biden could win the presidency.
Yeah, if you're going to the emergency room over a pizza burn, we have problems.
We got serious problems, John. Mm. I'm sorry, we got serious problems. That's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a scene in Dumb and Dumber, and it would fit in.
It also shows you not being...
I can understand a hot pan.
I get it, but not trying to be too critical here, but I think that also shows you the problem we have in our healthcare medical world when we've got to go to the ER for a pizza burn.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, doesn't that not show you that we're overusing the system if that's the case?
Yeah, help me out. What's the E stand for again? Help me out here.
Emergency.
Oh, emergency. And I just got a burn.
Yeah, last time I checked, you put a little burn cream on it and call it good. I mean,
yeah.
Unless the thing's all the way down.
I used to ice it.
I mean, even if it blisters up, okay, folks, it's a burn. Who cares?
Yeah.
Handle it. Toughen up, folks. Are we soft as a country or what?
We are subsidized as a country or what? Okay, basically the taxpayers are paying for a thing called emergency rooms that people are using for their health care.
Yeah, they're using it as a doctor's office.
It's nuts.
And we wonder why we've got some of the issues in the country that we have.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Okay, I know this is not really... Maybe it's too early. Charlie will tell me if it's too early.
Okay.
To say this, but... I have a prediction.
All right, let's hear it.
So the dude that was in the Capitol that was all dressed up with the horns and the fur and all the stuff, you know, in all the pictures, you know, he's been all over social media and the news and so on. I don't know the guy's name, but he was all dressed up with the horns
right.
You know, he had all the garb on.
I think he's a Vikings fan. We got to talk to
Dan. Could be.
Dan probably knows him.
Okay, my prediction is, get your thought on this, biggest Halloween costume of 2021 will be that guy.
I'm gonna say no, just because it won't be fresh by then. Otherwise, I would say yes. If this had happened in September, I'd say yeah.
You think it'll be too old by then?
Yeah, it will.
Well, see, my theory is it'll be old enough by then to where it won't be repulsive to all of the left to actually wear that by then. Because right now, you wouldn't dare wear that because then you'd be called, you know, glamorizing the guy that was there doing what he did. But by October, that'll all go away.
I agree with that. However, I think it'll just be too old news.
People won't think about it by then.
Yeah, it is funny, though. Little kids wearing that, dressing them up like that.
Sorry, I know that's a little morbid, but...
I almost picture guys looking like that, charging the fields in Braveheart.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next. Lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. In the case of Purefoy, though, it's like going back in time to buy a car. I know I say that a lot, but I mean it. They do have my red C8 Corvette out there if you want to stop by and see what it looks like or see what one looks like. It's out there as well. Go to purefoychevrolet.com, Highway 52 and Highway 85, or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, financial planning, all of us need to do it. Even if you aren't, you should be. And we've got somebody that can help you. Al's a financial advisor, Al Smith. And you can call him today, 303-744-1128, Golden Eagle Financial. Find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, 37 years they've been fixing cars and taking care of the community, and they're still there to take care of you. Find them at ginosautoservice.com or call 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes is our producer. John, really quick here. I got a tax question for you. Can you explain, can you even guesstimate how much in tax dollars was used to fund these emergency rooms treating 4,500 pizza burns?
I would venture to guess all of the treatment was probably tax dollars.
Exactly. My gosh, that's a lot of money.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
All right, Jim's up next. Jim, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, so my daughter, excuse the noise. So my daughter just called me and was telling me about something she just heard. I understand she was telling me that Apple has just reached out to Parler, you know, the social media site,
right?
And has told Parler that they need to start censoring like Facebook and Twitter and start censoring their websites a lot better. And they got like 24 hours from what she was told. They got like 24 hours or something like that to change their whole format and stuff for censoring, or otherwise they're going to remove them from anything Apple.
Yeah, what I'm reading right now is Apple has given Parler, the social media community, in style among conservatives, a 24-hour interval to handle numerous complaints or face elimination of the app on the App Store. BuzzFeed received its fingers on an email dispatched to Parler this morning. Within the email, Apple's App Overview Board says that it has obtained complaints that the app's options objectionable content material and that the app was used to plan, coordinate, or facilitate the unlawful actions in Washington, D.C. That is the direct quote I'm reading from, what is the website I'm on? TechnicAirPawn.com.
Okay, wait, I got to weigh in here. So did Apple also have the same complaints against Facebook and Twitter and the other liberal outlets that help facilitate BLM and Antifa rallying all across the country and causing many, 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 many times more damage than we saw in D.C.? Did they do anything about them?
I would venture to guess no.
No, not one thing.
So you know, the thing is, John, like I just bought, I've always had Androids. I just bought me an Apple phone, because, you know, Apple's been going to town on the commercials with AT&T, Sprint,
right,
and T-Mobile. And I'll tell you quite truthfully, unfortunately, I can't turn my phone back in now because I'm already into a contract with them. And my daughter and her family just bought those new Apple 12s. And I can't do nothing about it, but I can one thing. I can sit there and write off a letter, and she can with her carrier, and send off a letter to AT&T and tell AT&T that we will no longer be probably using their services if they continue using Apple. But if Apple's going to sit there and start doing dictates to other companies as to what should be and shouldn't be in this country when it comes to free speech.
Well, you know, but you know, real quick, Jim, we have to remember that, and I've said this numerous times, it's the same as true with Twitter, Facebook, and so on. I think Twitter and Facebook are in a different league. So let me address Apple, you know, individually. And, you know, Apple needs to be fair across the board, to Andy's point, whether it be, you know, Facebook or some of the other apps. But we also have to remember that, you know, Apple is not a public organization. They are a private company. If they choose to let some apps on and some apps not on, we all have the right to either go someplace else or complain like you're talking about, Jim. But the reality is Apple has the right to do whatever they want to do when it comes to their own apps in their app store.
I understand that. I totally understand that.
Don't necessarily agree with it, but that's their business.
But you know what? They're being pressured by these outside groups to sit there and do censoring with their stuff. And I can do the same thing. Me and everybody, I can do it through my money and how I spend my
money.
Well,
and real quick, what I would say, and Andy and I are going to talk about this on Tuesday for an entire hour. So we're going to cover more of this subject than Jim on Tuesday, because we are going to review and talk about The Social Dilemma, which, by the way, all of what we're talking about fits right into that movie. Perfectly.
Okay, I don't
because
know.
You should watch that as well, Jim, because here's the reality. If any of you watch the movie, you will not be on social media of any kind other than maybe Parler moving forward.
Well, and what movie is that? I don't know what movie
it's called. The
about.
Social Dilemma. It's on Netflix. Watch it. It's a documentary.
Okay.
It's
well
worth watching.
Okay. Well, I don't hardly use social media anyways, other than when I try to look for stuff, to buy stuff in the marketplace.
I mean, personally, I don't know how Andy feels about it, but if it wasn't for this show and what I do here, I would not be on social media at all, period. It would all go away. Because I know,
right,
if you watch the documentary, and you, I mean, I knew a lot of the things that were in that documentary, but I still learned a ton that I did not know that was in that documentary. And here's the thing, everybody listening, and we'll talk about this more on Tuesday, but if you have kids at all of any age, like 18 and under, you would not allow them on social media ever. In fact, the people that are creating social media and a lot of the programming that's going into it will not allow their own kids on it. What does that tell you?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because I'll let my daughter, because she has kids.
Yeah, they should not be on social media at all, Jim. Period. Of any kind. TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I can go down the list. Pinterest. Okay. You name it. They should not be on there.
All right. Well, I'm going to have my daughter watch that.
Yeah, have her watch Social Dilemma. She will pull her kids off of it immediately.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
Jim,
John.
Thanks. And I mean that. We will go over this on Tuesday. I know I'll get Andy to watch it by then. It actually is not a bad – it actually is a really – Charlie, you've seen it, right? It's a very – informative. They do a really good job of putting the movie together. It's not boring at all. And in fact, I think it's about an hour. It's a little over an hour long, I want to say, Charlie, but it feels like you watched a 15-minute clip. I'm not exaggerating. It's that fascinating when you start watching it. The things that they are doing, I'm not going to give any more away up for Tuesday, but the things that they are doing with not only social media, but Pinterest and things like that, it will shock you. Yeah. Yeah. The folks that this documentary is about are the people that actually designed and have and had, I should say, heavy influence in that arena, and they're the ones actually in the documentary talking. I am still shocked to this day Netflix produced this. Because when you watch it, you would think that some right-wing conservative group, not Netflix, which, by the way, they're not, you would have thought some right-wing conservative group produced this documentary, yet it's Netflix doing it. It's that enlightening. And again, any of you out there that have kids at all, at home, kids, grandkids, whatever, they should not be on social media of any kind, any way, any form, period.
Well, as busy as I am, and I am unbelievably busy, if I watch this, you have to watch Pitch Black.
Okay, deal.
Deal. By Tuesday.
Okay, I'll do that. It's. I mean, I will, just because we need to watch talk it about Richard. It to our listeners. On Tuesday, I've got an hour slated at the 4 o'clock mark where we'll talk about this on Tuesday. Andy and I will. I might even take some clips of that and try to play it as I can. I don't know if I can do that copyright-wise, but I will tell you, it is one of the and I'm a tech geek. Andy knows that. I mean, I understand this stuff full well. And even I, as much as I understand the technical end of things, it's fascinating how they are entrapping, however you want to say that, trapping people, if you would, into thinking, believing, buying, you name it, all with social media. It's Charlie watched it. It really is fascinating. I can't say any more about it than that. We'll talk more about it on Tuesday. Paul in Wyoming, you're next.
Hey, thank you. Quick question. Have you watched the movie yet? Social Dilemma?
Yes, I have.
Is it all ready to watch with 10-year-olds?
You could watch it with anyone in the room, Paul.
Okay, that's my question.
And by the way, frankly, Paul, what you just said, before you tell your kids to get off social media, you should have them sit and watch Social Dilemma with you and then decide you're not going to be on social media anymore.
And by the way, it's even better if you have not seen it yet, because then you're not telling them, I saw this, I want you to see it,
right,
but rather
you're watching it together. Yeah, Paul, you said something I hadn't even thought about. Yes, your 6-7-year-old should be watching this with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Paul, and I'm not trying to give an endorsement to Netflix here, but I tell you what, the guys in this movie that they interviewed come up with things to where, and I'm not exaggerating, every single one of the people interviewed that are a part of big tech, Google, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, on down the line we go, they will not allow any of their kids to be on social media at all, period. What's that tell you?
Tells you a lot.
Tells you when the guys designing it say don't get on it, you shouldn't be on it. That's that bad.
Yeah, if somebody runs a restaurant and says none of my kids
don't eat my food,
none of my kids can eat.
I won't allow my kids to eat my food.
Yeah,
are you going to? Probably not.
It's a bad sign.
So that is a bad. So, anyways, we'll talk more about it on Tuesday. It's a great topic. Something we probably should have covered here even months ago. And the reason why I want to say that, and I want to come back and talk about this with Andy. Folks, I said this on Wednesday, I said it Thursday again, I'm going to say it again today. If we're not careful as conservatives, we fall into the same traps. I mean that. And when I come back, I want to talk about why I believe there are certain individuals out there running around really in a way adding to this conspiracy theories that are out there that frankly I don't believe are true. And we've even been among ourselves here asking ourselves, why are some of these individuals that we all have had a lot of admiration for, how are they getting, trapped and caught up in a lot of these conspiracy theories that are out there? And folks, I believe I have an answer. We'll talk about it as soon as we come back. Affordable Ventures Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he wants to help you out with all of your mortgage needs. And refinancing right now, if you're above 3%, you can save a lot of money. Call 720-895-0500. I should say dial 720-895-0500. Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Folks, you have a choice on where you go to get your vehicle repaired after an accident, and we have the place to go. It's called A Good Shop, 720-541-7697, or you can find any of the locations at klzradio.com.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding A Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At A Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because A Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Franktown Firearms, we heard earlier from Matt that they've got good inventory. Ammo, yeah, decent inventory. It's spotty depending upon the day, but you can call ahead and find out what they have. And by the way, lots of training accessories and gunsmithing as well. KLZradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie finishing up this last segment. We'll have one more little break and then we'll be out of here for this week, and it has been a week to remember. Let's just say that a week of history. I mean, every week is, but memorable history is what I should say.
Very memorable history.
Okay, so I wanted to add to why I think some of these, you know, more well-known individuals are running down the rabbit trail of conspiracy theories at time.
Which ones?
Oh, I mean, Charlie just was telling me something that, you know, we had several people today texting us and telling us about certain things that were going on. I'm not going to name certain names because I don't want to be pointing fingers. But there's some well-known individuals that are out there. They're either on, you know, social media heavily, or they're on YouTube, or they've got their own website or whatever the case may be. And here's my own thought. I could be completely wrong. I'll get Andy's opinion, but folks, let me remind you that anybody that has a platform that is using said platform to earn their living or make money, any way they can get that platform more revenue, i.e. clicks, hits, whatever it happens to be, makes them more popular, more famous, and more money. Now, I'm not saying they're all doing that just to make money, but you always have to remind yourself, why are they doing what they're doing and what's in it for them? And if what's in it for them is more notoriety, more interviews, you know, more clicks, more whatever, in some ways, does it really matter if what they're saying is 100% accurate or not?
Not to them, it doesn't.
Thank you, Andy.
Look, and John, I would throw this in, okay?
Am I on
their
the right
money,
track?
Yes. Their money revenue stream has just dropped dramatically because their entire audience, this is the people on the right.
Is the Trump audience.
Is the Trump audience, and they are feeling absolutely hopeless, absolutely disengaged. They're either enraged or disengaged or one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you the listenership and viewership for a lot of these shows or sites has dropped immensely.
And will continue to do so, probably.
And will continue to do so because they're looking at it and saying, we were supposed to go to the promised land. That just got stopped. America's gone.
Yep.
What are we going to do?
Yep.
And they need to put things out to give some kind of hope, any tidbit of hope. Hey, this guy was really with, you know.
So-and-so.
He was really with Antifa.
Right.
Maybe he was with QAnon. Who knows? But he was there at the thing, and he breached the doors and all this kind of stuff.
And the fact of the matter is, we don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. And I largely don't care. The simple fact is, it's a mess.
Right.
And it's not going to look good going forward. And yes, I agree with you. I think a lot of them are putting things in either that are not true or they simply have not researched very well.
They didn't vet it out.
They didn't vet it. They right. got somebody Photoshopped something to them. They bought it because they need it, and they put it out there. It got them clicks, and so their advertisers on their site are happy for another week. But what do you do the next week right. and the next week?
Right, Andy. Right. Exactly.
They're riding that horse as long as they can.
Again, folks, I'm trying to remind everybody, and I've got some I will say this about our listeners. I took a lot of heat on Wednesday because of my position on everything that happened. A lot of you came back Thursday and said, John, I agree. Thank you for standing up and doing what you did the day before. I had even more today that said, hey, I'm taking your advice and going to vet everything before I send anything on to make sure that it in fact is true. Thank you for even reminding us to do that. So you know what? We've got great listeners. They are responding well and listening, and I appreciate that very, very much. I appreciate each and every one of you and the support you give. And all I'm trying to do is make sure that we as conservatives don't look to the left to be Looney Tunes, not have our facts right, not have our documentation where it needs to be, and basically be I don't want to sound like a bunch of uneducated buffoons, when in fact I know most of us are not.
Right.
So I'm just making sure that we're extra careful in the things that we do. Now, I wish everybody else out there in media would do the same thing. Unfortunately, I can't answer for what everybody else out there does. I can only answer for me.
I don't know who was at the protest. Who,
I don't
who
either.
Drove the violence of it? Was a mixture of Antifa and Trump supporters? Probably a mix of some sort. I don't know, but I will tell you this, John. Here's a couple things it achieved. First of all, it provided a great launch for Biden's presidency.
Yeah.
Because he was looking very corrupt. It's going to look better. And secondly,
yeah,
I think it ended.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Secondly, I think it ended any chance Trump could run again in 24 because he will forever be attached. Even though he came out against it,
right.
He'll forever be attached to it.
Andy, I can't disagree with you at all. And lots of mistakes were made. We'll keep talking about those things down the road, not to bash anybody, but to try to make sure those things don't happen again, that we learn from those mistakes. Again, like a football team or a good football coach, it would coach his team to not make those same mistakes so they don't lose the game at the last play of the game and have a bad officiating call,
right.
Lose the game for them. That's what we're trying to do here, is to make sure that we on our side don't have a repeat of this down the road.
Agreed.
All right, we'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Cooper Tires at cost? Yes, that's what you can do at Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or call them directly at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We do appreciate all of you joining us today and this week. It's been a wild ride. It'll be a while, you know, it'll be another wild ride next week, guaranteed. That's just what we do, and we've got a lot of things in store ahead of us that we will be working through. Trust me. And we will be here for you as a station. Now, I'll also tell you this, as a show and a station, one of the things I know Andy and I will both do as well as we move forward through, you know, 2021 and beyond is, and I tried to do this even on Wednesday, we will be the voice of reason. We're not denying anything. We're not going to be deniers. But you know what? I'm not going to jump on some bandwagon to jump on a bandwagon unless I can prove for a fact that's exactly where we need to be. I will be the voice of reason. That's what we will do. It's my job.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've said, I haven't seen any of the background checks on any of these people who were involved.
Nope.
That's why I say, well, probably a mix. I have no idea.
I don't either. Andy, have a great weekend.
You
thanks, as
same.
Always. Tuesday, we're going to talk about the social dilemma, so don't forget about that. We'll have more to come on Monday as well. Don't forget, though, tomorrow morning, I'll be back. Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock. Roof Max, Dave's going to join me. We're going to talk about his product, how that works. Drive Radio at 10 o'clock, so have all your car questions ready. Otherwise, if you missed the first hour, please catch it next. If not, have a great weekend. God bless. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday, same time, same place. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.